song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, come and sing.
Sing to the Lord a new
sing
song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new
oh,
song.
Come and sing,
sing to the Lord.
Saving power of the mind. Amen, and that's just what we'll do today. If you can heal, we'll start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for blessing us with your presence and giving us another testimony Sabbath to share our praises unto you and to glorify you and to let those know, especially the young in heart, let them know that your hand still moves even to this day. Thank you for blessing us with all these answered prayers and all these some of these miracles that we have witnessed over the years. And thank you for blessing everybody here in attendance with whatever share today. Please bridle all of our tongues, our hearts, our eyes, and our ears, and our minds, so that you alone are glorified. And thank you once again for blessing everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost, with salvation. And thank you for our salvation as well. And please accept this prayer in the name of your precious Son, who we strive on to emulate. In his name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. So I got a few here. I want to welcome brothers Donnie and Rudolph and sisters Susan and Priscilla, but Priscilla's already in the room now down below because I got an email from her about texting, and so she has textability. But Sister Susan, I thought I already set yours up, and then I looked, I don't have an email. Did you ever email? Well, let me PM her because she can't answer me. Okay, let me just put that in her. I don't know if she's near the computer or not. If you're using the cell phone, it's next to impossible to text anyway, depending upon the phone, too. Oh, okay, sorry. Let me just do this for Susan because I know she's been up there a while asking. If I remember, she asked before. Susan C, and then go to edit. Okay, you're all set. All you got to do, sister, is leave and then come back in, and then it activates it. It'll drop that silly little smiley face. And because I think I got your email, I just probably deleted it and figured, okay, I'm going to go do hers, and something else happened with my absent-minded professor brain, and I forgot to add it. Yeah, I like the smiley too, but, you know, some people think, oh, I can't text if I got that, you know, so whatever. Because we could have, it's not like the old days. We used to have a red dot. Sister Mary's the only one that will remember that, and my wife, of course. It was the red dot. If you had the red dot when you came in the room, oh, boy, you were bad news. Remember that? We would just put a red dot on them, which means they can't text, PM, nothing, talk, nothing. And so now we've just put a smiley face. I'm going to put no big red dot because that's negative right off the bat, you know. Because you could red dot the whole room, and anybody that comes in, if it's a friend, you pull the dot off. You know, because, boy, oh, boy, did we get attacked back then. Well, it's public servers. What are you going to do? So my first praise is, even to this day, that we have our own servers and stuff like that, and we're able to meet like this on a regular basis. And from what Alex and I were talking about last night, there's a strong possibility. I'm going to get me one of those small little Raspberry Pis and put a server on it and put sdru.org on there. And then, so if they knock us off the internet, you know, you could broadcast those things from just about everywhere. You know, like if somebody has access to putting a website up, let's say, we'll just mail them a little server in the mail, the size of a bar of soap. And if it, since it's all text, it's going to be just fine. So, and then we could put the pictures anywhere or the videos on some off-site servers. Yeah, they'll get deleted on a regular basis, but that's okay. We'll just keep on top of things. But here, I got a few praises I got to share. Quite a few. Wow. Quite a few of them. But I have another praise of my own. Well, a couple of them here that one of my boys, my oldest son, called and he told me that he prayed to the Father when he was having a real difficult time with something. He was fixing, there was a busted motor mount on his car. And it was just beating him up. He couldn't do it. It just taken too long. And he just cried out to the Lord and says, please help me with this. And instantly his prayer was answered. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I told him I was going to tell all you all about that. And he goes, yeah, sure, go ahead. But anyway, and then, now this here is bittersweet, what I'm about to share. I'm going to read you an email. I was contacted by a preacher, or pastor, if you will. He's in the SDR faith. He's in Uganda, however you pronounce it. And he stated the following in an email to me the other day. He goes, praise the Lord, brother, or Pastor Nicholas. It's been a really long time. Thanks, because he had to refresh my memory. I says, who are you? You know, because a lot of these guys, especially in South Africa, where they have to deal with internet cafes, I'll hear from them, and then a year or two later, I'll hear from them again, and I won't know who you are, because in that time, you know how many thousands of emails I've gotten in the course of a year? So he goes, praise the Lord. It's been a long time. So, thanks a lot for the work of the ministry. May the Lord bless you for that, and I have learned a lot from you. And let me see where he is. Less commitment I have learned. Let me get past all that stuff. And he said, okay, here. He says, and we always hold public gatherings in different areas for 2 weeks each time, kind of like the convocations. Because in those nations, you can do the convocations the way the pioneers did it, where you could take off 2-3 weeks. You know, it's third world countries are a little bit laid back. Like here, it'd be next to impossible. And he says that, and each time it has been, we've seen a blessing of God, but we also need your prayers. And I've sent you some PDF materials. It's the back of the other, and then he finally got to me the front. It took me a few days to get back to him, and he sent me the front. These tracks they wrote, they're using all the information we have on our sites. And he really did a good job on these tracks. And they're in English. And it's more or less, it makes, remember we had that SDA apostasy track? This track is better than the one we made, right? And so he goes, we distributed it at the visiting of N.C. Wilson, General Conference President of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Uganda, whatever. When they finished their ceremony, we waited for people on the street, which were coming from the gathering. They didn't do this inside the church, and they didn't even do it in the parking lots. They waited for the people to come filing out, right, near the place. Well, they don't have parking lots, I don't think. And we gave them. But some of our fellow workers were arrested by Seventh-day Adventist members and the pastors who called the police on us. But by the grace of God, they were released after 2 days. Oh, I thought it was three. They were released after 2 days on police bond, and they charged us some money, but pray for us. Amen. And so keep them in your prayers because, you know, they were going to stay in jail until they got the bond money up because then you got to sit and wait on the judge. You can't, I don't know if they have I bonds out there. I used to get I bonded a lot when I was young. But sometimes you commit a crime and says, no, you're coming up with some cash now if you want to get out. And that's why they put these giant, you know, bonds on you so that you can't get out. They want to keep you in there until you see the judge. And that's what happened here. But praise God, they were able to get the money. But these are Seventh-day Remnant Adventist Protestants, I think that's what he calls it. Yeah, I think it's really cute the way they do it. It's really, really amazing what they do. But they are Seventh-day Remnant. They just add a couple of words to their thing there because of the way the culture and whatnot there. So, and I also want to praise the Lord for finally getting the batteries, and for one of the brothers in the faith helping me out with the, you know, the work with the right type to get and stuff like that. And well, my biggest praise in this whole situation is, you know, the Lord blessed us with a couple of batteries. It's not eight of them like I had last time, where I'll get, you know, I didn't know, I don't know how to do the calculating on the, I never looked into it, but one of the brothers does, and I asked him, and I'm going to get 13 or 14 hours if we lose power here. So the servers will stay up, no problem. It's not like these cheapy store bots where you're going to get 20 minutes, 45 minutes. And but the problem is these batteries are extremely expensive, but then I don't have to go down there and deal with all that battery asset all over the place. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that, too. It's up and running. It's all working fine. I had a problem with the charge controller, though, because, you know, I wanted to program it using my old netbook that I've had for years, but I lost the cable for it. I can't find the serial to RS-232 to a different DIN. I can't remember exactly what it was. That was a VGA to 232. That's what it was. Couldn't find it, and so I couldn't program it. But I got the manufacturers on the phone, and they walked me through the dip switches, and everything works fine now. So I want to praise the Lord for that, because we lose power out here on a regular basis. Matter of fact, last week we lost power, and it was going on and off, on and off, on and off. And I was thinking, oh, man, we got no batteries. They're all dead. And so, and I wanted to praise the Lord that this charge controller wasn't dead, because that's what I thought. Because I thought I had the voltage running through the battery bank, but it wasn't dead. And it was just that the charge controller needs at least 6 volts for it to light up, or 9 volts. I think it's 9 volts. And it wasn't getting it, because them batteries, they had some bad cores in them. So I didn't know that. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And then Sister Michael. Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Michael. Yeah. Because that name goes both ways, like, you know, like David's first wife, Michael. All right, and so, but yeah, Brother Michael has, he goes, Sabbath blessings, dear church family. He's got three praises here. And he says, I started this one month ago via chat, but it was short, so I wanted to make an update to that because of how amazing it is. Before meeting the Lord for a very long period of time, I could not eat raw fruit. I mean, I could, but it very often ended up with blisters on my lips and itching throat, which was very annoying. Yeah, food allergies. Yeah, tell me about it. I have some too myself. Especially apples. I only bit an apple once, and like a minute later, I was feeling that itching and blister forming on my lower lip. Because of that, I was avoiding raw fruit. But I would try something once in a while to check if I still got the tingles or the thingies. Got those thingies, I guess he says. I was. But after I found the truth and met Jesus, I don't know when it all happened, but one day when I was in the kitchen, I was trying to eat an apple because I felt an urge to do so since I haven't eaten it for a very long time, and I had no blister nor itching feeling. I was stunned. At that moment, I was looking on the sky looking at the sky out through the window with literally my jaw dropped, stuffed with the next apple bite. I was overwhelmingly happy with thought that I could finally eat raw nature's gift, but I had to check if it was only with this apple. To make it short, it wasn't. I tried more apples, later a watermelon, a pineapple, various kinds of berries, banana, kiwi, and mandarin. And I have no problem with eating them raw whatsoever. Praise the Lord. Amen, brother. Amen. That's absolute answer to prayer. That is amazing. All right, praise number 2. He says, I also want to thank him for the trial that he sent me not so long ago. I don't know exactly, and there's a reason I'm reading slow, because sometimes it's hard for me to see this because I'm using notepad. You can't really, or notebook. Yeah, notepad. You can't expand the lettering. And sometimes there's typos. And he goes, where did I leave off? I don't know exactly. Let me start over. I also want to thank him for the trial he has sent on me not so long ago. I don't know exactly how it will end up or what will happen during this trial in a physical manner, but I want to thank him anyway, since we know why we have trials in life, and it's all about the spiritual manner and not the physical. I try my best to keep the faith and to not fall. Well, praise the Lord that I can contemplate further my walk and that something has changed in my mother's behavior because of it. She seems to be less upset on me on a daily, or with me on a daily basis, like she used to be. Unfortunately, on this Sabbath evening, she attacked me again, and it's again when I'm attacked, when I'm being attacked on that time of the week. I pray that soon she and my family will find Christ and the truth, which is in God's Word, not in Roman Catholic Church. So amen to that, brother. We'll definitely keep praying with you there. And then number three, he says, I also want to praise the Lord for the cold temperature wave in Europe. It may be, okay, I don't know if the grammar or something here. It was cold, but I'm just going to leave the word maybe out. It was cold, but it was also very sunny and beautiful in my place for a few days in a row. Little snowflakes falling from the clear sky, glittering from the sun rays was very nice to see. Yeah, I like it when that happens because, like, the snow is easily picked up by the wind, and you can have it snowing 20 miles away. You can't even see the clouds sometimes, and the wind just picks it up and drops it in your area. All right, let's see if we got any microphones, any hands up. Nope, okay, I got another one here from Brother Joe. He's got 8 of them, but they're all like a sentence or two, so they won't be that much. He says, I want to praise the Lord for many things that have happened this past month. Number one, for the Lord leading people to me so that I was able to share the truth and plant a seed. Number two, for being able to send tracts and DVDs to neighbors and those that we see on the road with religious signs in their yards. Number three, for standing firm when it comes to finding a job where I'm able to keep Sabbath holy and sharing with many of these employers that have never come across this type of issue with requesting Sabbath off. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, because sometimes you could think, you know, the devil will tempt you. I remember I went through that 16 months. No one would hire me. And then number four, for providing us with the necessary funds to keep a roof over our head for a couple more months. Amen. Number five, for his beautiful nature that we have here on our property. Number six, for keeping our pets and us safe while we're driving and almost got into an accident. Wow. Okay. And number seven, for being able to get closer to him, learning his ways, and getting through certain trials during this time off that I have. And number eight, lastly, for the unemployment benefits that finally kicked in, which will help us, hopefully, until I am able to find a job. Separate blessings, everyone, and God bless. Brother Joe. Amen, my brother. Okay, let me go up here. Oh, church meeting tomorrow, by the way, for those of you that want to come. Just thought I'd throw that out there so I don't forget. And then, I wish my stomach would stop making noises because I think it's getting picked up on the mic. All right, let's see here. Brother Daniel, dear pastor, I sent you an email. Oh, okay, good. Then I got an email I got to check. So let me do one more, and Sister Fran has something she wants to share so I can, you know, take care of this big chunk I got going on here. This is from Brother Tony. He says, it has been pressed upon my heart to share this after witnessing a lot of miracles, which I haven't been sharing with you all. However, this is very special, as one of my colleagues has decided to turn to Jesus. It's all due to the attacks that he has been witnessing at work by others against me. To be honest, I have never been under attack so much like this before, and they just keep getting more intense. But the Lord has been strengthening me and has literally been fighting for me, which is amazing to see. He literally told me he was searching for peace, and he tried Islam. But he didn't find peace in it and now wanted to know the Lord Jesus, the God that we serve, which amazingly the Lord had spoken to my heart through the sermon I listened to on WTPR right before my colleague opened up to me about this. The sermon was about unbelievers watching us and many seeking for the peace that we have. And I did try to shut my eyes and heart to this, as I did not want to be conscious that they were in fact watching. But it's true. It's very true. They are literally watching with magnifying glasses. And by the way, some of them watch for bad reasons. They want to see the Christians fall, which reminds me of a story I might share later in regards to a woman that gave birth to a special needs child and how she responded and how it moved another woman. Anyway, his name is Abdul. Please keep him in your prayers. He has started reading the King James Bible a little bit at a time, and he is marveling at the genealogies. He's, that's interesting. He has not even seen the First and Second Chronicles yet, but I'll go into more detail with the church, I guess, is what he wants to say, as I wanted to observe him first to see if he was genuine and would not attack the church. I will get him to come to be strengthened by you all. Please keep my manager in prayer. His name is Johnny. He's an atheist that is also seeking for the truth. Thank God for this ministry. The Lord is truly with you all. Please, and then P.S., please look at my YouTube channel and please feel free to advise me on any changes that I need to make if something needs to be changed, as I have included you, Brother Craig, and the featured channels, and I certainly do not want to make you all look bad. So I'm going to put his link in the room for those of you that want to check it out. I'm going to leave the security in it, so you'll have to copy and paste it into your browser after church. And I would hope that you subscribe to him. I did last night. And so we can help a brother here, and he can help us too. We're all doing this. We're all in this together. Okay, let me drop the mic. Sister Fran has some to share, and I've got some PMs here I got too. So you can drop it.
Blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a few praises from our sisters. And let me get the first one here. The first one is from Sister Leanne. I would like to praise the Lord for Him helping me all month. He has helped me with sharing His word, with having physical healing for family and friends, and for helping with daily needs. God bless His loving care. Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. And our next one is from Sister Mary. Sister Mary says, first of all, I praise God for my salvation. Second, as we read on Councils of Church last night, and Brother Nick read over the scripture included, God touched on my heart how so very precious His word is, and I thank Him for it. How glorious for it. Praise the Lord, Sister Mary. And here is one from Sister Judith. And Sister Judith says, Sabbath blessings, beloved church family. I want to praise the Lord for answered prayer. About 3 weeks ago, my brother was arrested. I prayed and also sent a prayer request to the conference room during church service. Even though all efforts to bail him at the local police station did not succeed, he was transferred to the city prisons and reprimanded for defilement. I prayed for his release, if only he is innocent and change of heart. Yesterday, he was granted bail and brought home. I praise God for the peace and faith I had throughout this time. I prayed to God to deliver him and bring him to his truth. He practiced occultism, and I know to be and is known to be an occultist, but I know God does not give up on us no matter our sins. My husband and I try sharing the faith, but he ends up insulting us for our faith. Please also remember him in your prayers. His name is Justice. I also want to praise God for being able to share the truth at my workplace. At first, I could not share the word of God at work, but now I am able to open up on my faith. Praise God. I also want to praise God for touching the heart of my new boss, for giving me my off-duty days on Saturdays after I told him I worship on Sabbath. Praise God. God with me, church family. Amen. And Sabbath blessings to everyone, Sister Judith. Praise the Lord, Sister Judith. Yeah, and it's so important that we pray for each other's children. We pray for each other's children as if they are our own. God hears our prayers. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me give the mic back.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can you hear me? Yes. Good. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, so I have one, and forgive me, I'm probably going to mess your name up. It's either Onyeka or Onyeka, and wants to praise the Lord for all of us, the church family, and for survival of illness. So, praise the Lord. And then Sister Lynette once said she wanted to praise God for helping her to start singing again, and even singing out loud. So, praise the Lord. Prayerfully, that'll be something we can look forward to, Sister. And then I have a couple of praises. So, yesterday, at about 11 a.m., we totally lost power. There was like three loud bangs, which means transformers were gone. And then the power was gone. So, no power, no internet, and there really wasn't much I could do. You know, some of the stuff that I needed to do to be ready for Sabbath kind of, at least one thing requires electricity, I don't think the cooking, but at least one thing would have required the electricity, so there's nothing I could do on that aspect. So I just did, you know, other things preparing for Sabbath, but it was very, very cold, and it was very, very windy, and the temperature was dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping, but praise the Lord that in the midst of this, because our stove is gas, so our gas stove was working. So, could technically still cook things, could technically still warm things up. However, our heater, though it is also gas, would not work without the electricity. So we had to make do with what we had and actually kind of used the oven to try to use some warmth. Didn't keep it running all night because that would be a terrible idea. But this morning I woke up fairly early and the power came back on around 7 a.m. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And then about 4 hours later, the internet came back because after the power came back, our internet was still not working. But I also wanted to praise the Lord that He had me still keep preparing as if everything was going to basically go normal today. You know, still preparing with the study, still preparing with, you know, still keeping the day as normal, despite the fact that the power was out. And it really reminded me of, you know, the Pastor Nicholas has shared this before, where it's two people, they go out and they pray that the Lord will bless them with, you know, rain because there's a drought. And one person goes and sits on his couch and does nothing, and the other person goes and he prepares as if this is, all right, the prayer is going to be answered, so he just prepares for that. And that's something that the Lord kept bringing to mind in the midst of this trial. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for blessing us with power again and internet and still being able to, you know, share and everything. And I also have another praise, to which this is a absolutely huge praise. So, I got my own laptop in 2013. It's the first laptop that I ever had that my parents had gotten for me. And I had used that for years. I had literally used that thing for years and used, you know, did a little couple upgrades on it, etc. But as we know with electronics, as we know with things down here, they get old and they die off. And, I mean, if I describe my computer, my that one, the U button fell off, the parts where it's hinges, where you open and closing it, was cracked, and it was just giving me all sorts of issues. So I put in a prayer request just so that my computer would be okay. And out of nowhere, the Lord moved upon, from what I'm told, an anonymous brother to donate funds to be able to get me a new laptop. And I cannot express how wonderful that was. I just have to say, praise the Lord, and I pray that, you know, it will be, you know, as long as I stay obedient, it will be a good blessing, and that, you know, trying to think how to express this, their fruits in helping me, and I pray that it just helps with furthering the Lord's work even greater, so that it just, you know, that person is blessed abundantly, and the Lord's work is blessed abundantly as well, so as we continue to go on, continue to walk forward in this work. But I praise the Lord for it. Is, you know, it's so much faster than my other computer, and I thought my other computer was fast, but it's kind of, it's not in comparison to this. This thing is blazing fast. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, and praise the Lord for just the love of brethren to be able to just reaching out of the goodness of their heart to just be able to do something like that. And obviously it's Christ in them that's moving them to be able to do that. But I just wanted to praise the Lord for those two things, especially for the new computer, and I pray you guys have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath. God bless.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord, indeed. All right, let me share. I got a PM here from Sister Mindy. She says, Sabbath blessings, beloved church family. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and for not letting go of me, for his mercy, grace, patience, and long-suffering towards me. Praise the Lord for waking me up years ago and telling me to get ready. Jesus is coming. Thank you, Holy Godhead, for the wake-up call. Praise the Lord for breaking me free from the bondage of sin that the enemy had bound me in all my life. And praise the Lord for filling me with his Holy Spirit and changing my heart and my mind. And for all the filthy rags he strengthened me to remove, and all the filthy rags he will continue to strengthen to remove until I become whiter than snow when my Lord Jesus returns in all his glory. Praise the Lord for the gift of eternal life and salvation through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, sister, and amen. I also praise the Lord for my salvation. Thank you, Lord. We got, let me see, this one here is from Brother Daniel. And praise the Lord, you're feeling better than my brother. You know, a lot of people were praying on that one, too. And so he goes, Happy Sabbath, Pastor Nicholas. On Sabbath, February 17th, Brother Eli and I distributed the Mark of the Beast cards in Tagalog in the outskirts of Tanjay City, the Philippines. Brother Eli knows the number of cards that was distributed. So I guess he's asking for you to cue in there. We distributed the cards to the poorest of the poor walking in mud in certain places in unsanitary conditions in which you could not put your own pets. It's enough to make a grown man cry to see human beings made in God's image living in such miserable conditions. Everyone received the card. A couple of people were hesitant, but they all took the card and read it. I guess some of them never seen a Westerner. At one point, we gave a card to a man resting in his hut. Brother Eli and proceeded our way to continue distributing the cards, most of which is on video. And as on those videos, you know, when you and Craig and you guys do that, I got to tell you, those videos are very powerful. And it always gets, you know, it's hard to keep a dry eye watching that because of the way the people in the Philippines, literally, you come walking up with a tract and you hand it to them, and they'll open their hand and take it. It don't happen here in America unless you're selling something, like if you're at some big public event and someone's handing out flyers for something, people will check it out. But if it's religious material, no. They take it, they see it's religious material, they'll throw it right at your feet just to be insulting here in America. It's just the way it is. Anyway, as Eli and I were walking back, the man, Franz, who was resting in his hut, came to talk to the both of us on video. He mentioned to us in fluent English that he is a commandment keeper and knows about Sunday laws that are about to be enforced. Well, amen. Eli and I were overjoyed. We spoke for a good 10 minutes, and we agreed on everything that was discussed. We gave Franz several Mark of the Beast cards in English and in Tagalog. We shared our joy with sisters Jafel and Dalin. My only regret is that we did not pray together before we left Franz. On a previous occasion, as the main store in Tanjay City, Brother Eli, Sister Jafel, and I were shopping for pants. And I saw this young man as he and his friends were walking in our direction. My eyes were fixed on him. I had to talk to him. I gave him a mark card and Tagalog, and he smiled. I asked Brother Eli to talk to him. Eli mentioned that the young man knows about the upcoming Sunday laws. His friends spoke with me in the lineup as we were waiting to buy our items, and I preached to him about the importance of observing the Lord's Seventh-day Sabbath. What an amazing blessing to have met these individuals who know about the Sabbath and the upcoming Sunday laws. Also, my wife, Sister Dalin, and Sister Jafel were teaching children in the neighborhood songs of worship. Amen. Oh, that's amazing. As Eli and I were done distributing the cards, we bumped into Dalin, Jafel, and about 12 children who had joined them. It was very lovely and blessed experience. Praise and glory to our heavenly Godhead. To God be the glory in all things. God bless, Brother Daniel. So amen, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing. And send me a link to that video when you put it online, because even though it gets me all misty, I still like looking at them, you know. Especially what, like Craig would do it sometimes. It got a little bit, you know, he pushed the envelope to the point where, yeah, he was cultivating tears. I mean, he'd do the slow motion thing, you know. Like he's handing a card, all of a sudden it slows down right when he's handing the card to the guy. Or, oh, man, those were tear jerkers. Because everybody was taking the cards, and I was sitting there, oh, man, I want to go to the Philippines. But I'm not getting on a plane for 16 straight hours, so. Well, unless the Lord demands it, then yeah, of course. Let's see. Oh, yeah, okay, thank you. Brother Sean says, Onika had one last praise. He says, I am also thanking our Lord for everything he created. Amen. And we have set up another, we haven't set up the server yet. We can actually do it here, but I don't leave my FTP stuff running 24/7 unless I go with a Linux box. We might be able to do it that way because it's better security. But I'm not going to quite tell the URL names yet, but the SDR name is going to be in them, the initials. But we've got these plans, and I want to praise the Lord for this. With the brothers came up with this, of course, and I just keep praising the Lord for this for years. I've never asked anybody to hand out my tracks. I've never asked anybody, you know, to hand out any of the stuff that we have on the website. And yet, not a Lord sent. It's got to be over. Well, we know for a fact it's, you know, well over 900 now, but it's over 1,000, because those are only the people that tell us they're actually doing it. But with what's going on now with this new idea, to actually put the tracks out there with a ton of information, exposing who the Antichrist is and all these dangerous things, and using Bible scriptures to back them up. But because the cards are so small, there's no explanation in detail on the card, but there's a link to there's going to be a link to a brand new website that will also prevent us from getting getting targeted by the complaints and the hackers and stuff like that, and the hateful emails and the disgusting phone calls sometimes. This will keep us well under the radar. We don't need people to know that we're doing it, you know. But the studies, when they go to this new website, I mean, there'll be a main menu for all the cards that we eventually will have on there. But, you know, like for the first card, for example, it'll just send them to a page. And the page will explain the card in detail per every verse. And so, and we'll put trackers on the pages. So, well, whoever's building it, please put trackers on the pages, like I do with that globe thing, so you can tell. Like, say, if you're in one area and you hand out 10,000 cards, the next day you go and check the website, and you'll see maybe a, you know, 100 hits. You know, boom, the people actually checked out the site, and so that's what makes it, you know, because I wish to, we had internet back in the 80s when the Lord moved me to, you know, write those tracks. I never, ever got any response from any of them. And so praise the Lord that that is happening, and we've got it set up. Now we have even that secure. So, but there's a lot of people involved in that, too, so that's, well, I want to praise the Lord for that. Let me check. See, okay, nobody's got hands up. All right, now let me go with this one here. This one here is from Brother Jay. And he says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick and church family. I would like to praise the Lord for his grace, which is helping me endure my many trials at the moment. I praise the Lord for the love and compassion he has put in my heart for those who are hurting, lost, deceived, or need hope and prayer. I also praise the Lord for answering one of my prayers last week. I have been working with a young man named James at my new job. I told James that I'm a Christian, and when he asks me what I'm doing on the weekend, I always mention the Sabbath. I've also mentioned Bible prophecy, but James never asked me questions about my beliefs. Well, last week on the way to work, I prayed and asked God, who at work is open to the truth, and could he please open an opportunity to share present truth with someone? I wasn't thinking about that prayer hours. I wasn't thinking about that prayer hours later when James and I had a conversation about symbolism that ended up in Bible prophecy. And to my amazement, James said he was interested and gave me his email address so I could send him studies on Bible prophecy. At that moment, I remembered my prayer and was in awe to see his hand move like that on someone who never seemed interested. I had to control myself from crying at work. I know what you mean, because, yeah, it hits you hard when I know what you mean. I think we all know what he means there. And so, God is good. I praise his mighty name. Please pray for James that he will receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into his heart. My love and blessings to you all in Christ. Brother Jay. All right. Amen and amen. Let me check the room again. Oh, and I think it's 8 o'clock tomorrow night, right? Am I correct with the meeting? I'm just throwing it out there because we usually meet at the times we always meet, which is 8. So I'm thinking that'll be good. Okay. Brother Gorin, he has a praise here. He goes, hello, brother. Sabbath blessings. Praise the Lord for the many things we sometimes even take for granted. I know I do that at times, he says. Like a roof over our head, a bed to sleep in, the computer working well, having internet access, I praise the Lord for all those things. And then last weekend, I was totally without internet access, but the technicians came over on Sunday to fix things. That was very fast. Praise the Lord for having internet access again. And also, please pray for me to have more patience, because as the internet was down, I intended to be impatient about it. So thank you. So, yeah, we'll definitely keep you in prayer, brother. And praise the Lord, you're in the room, and it's back up and running. So, all right, amen. I want to echo that one. Sister Lynette stated, I also praise God for the clarity he has slowly given me. And he does that to all of us. And I wanted to praise the Lord with that, for that, too, because, I mean, I'm, you know, getting more and more understanding. And that's one of the things about his word. You could be reading it for decades and still feel like a babe in Christ when he opens up stuff to you. It's just more and more new information. But that only comes with obedience. You have to stay faithful to him. You can't break Sabbath, of course, and you got to keep his law to the best of your ability. And when you do things you shouldn't be doing, 1 John 1:9, you know, pray and you know, confess and repent, and he'll forgive you like you've never done it. And, But all of us, we have that desire to strive on to perfection, because we all want to be part of the Gideon band. So, preaching to the choir, right? That's good. All right, so Brother Paul has a praise here. He says, so about 3 weeks ago, I got an opportunity for an interview. After months of not being able to find anything, when I went in, I, I had no idea it was an interview. I thought I was just doing a small gig, you know, like a one-time thing. Well, after being invited in, I was asked about myself and was caught a bit off guard. The interview went well for most parts, and since I was not prepared to ask about working on Saturday, however, the interview brought it up, and I was quick to mention that I can't work on the Sabbath. And I like the way my brothers and sisters in the faith do that. You don't just say, oh, I can't work on Saturday. No. Tell them, I can't work on Sabbath. You know? And so a couple of days later, I got a text asking me to come for a second interview. I was asked to come on Saturday. On seeing the text, I wondered if I had not been clear the first time about the Sabbath. I started thinking about what to reply and said that I would show up on any day for the interview as long as it wasn't on a Saturday. I later got a reply telling me Monday would be okay. After Monday interview, I got called back the other day, and I got the job. I just wanted to praise God for giving me the strength to stand strong. I know I still need some backbone. We all do, brother. But I'm grateful for now, for how far he's brought me. Sabbath blessings and God bless. So, amen. I tell you, I just look forward to, you know, testimony Sabbath. All right, I got one left. And anybody else going to put a mic up here? Otherwise, okay, let me just read this one. I'll check my email in a minute, of course. But this one from Sister Teresa. It says, Dear Pastor Nicholas and Church Family. She's got one, two, four praises. The first one. My sister Mary went for her three-month leukemia appointment, and her blood level is still one level away from being in remission. And she has also put some weight on. Praise the Lord. We'll still keep her definitely in prayer. Remember, you know, Teresa's sister Mary. But a lot of times the Lord just brings names to mind. Like, it happens to me a lot, and I'm sure it happens to you a lot. Second praise. I had to drive home in this horrendous snowstorm we got on Thursday. The highway and visibility was horrible. I prayed all the way home as I was driving, and although I witnessed people getting stuck and someone in a ditch, I felt peace. Praise the Lord for getting me home safe. Amen. Third praise. I would like to praise the Lord for helping me keep calm and composed when I was being verbally attacked by my husband. Satan is clever, and he certainly knows if he can't get to you, he will try to get to you through a loved one that isn't as strong in the faith. Satan knows how to twist words, situations, or make someone believe something that isn't true. Case in point, Sunday keeping. But yeah, amen to that, sister. And he says, I praise the Lord. She says, I praise the Lord, the Lord's mighty name, because during that situation, I kept praying for dear Jesus to give me strength, calmness, and to bridle my tongue. I praise the Lord that my loved one realized a couple of days later that he was wrong for believing the way he did and brought unity between us. Wow. I'm a very calm person, and I do not like confrontation. It takes me a lot to get upset. Reminds me of someone I'm married to. However, in the past, if someone would start an argument over silly things that I knew were not true or distorted, I would argue back and get into a power struggle trying to make them open their eyes to the truth. I have been praying for the Lord to help me keep calm in those situations when I especially know that it is Satan causing the problems. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then the last one is the fourth praise, and she says, I praise the Lord for many unspoken praises as well as for some small situations that if I wasn't paying attention, I would not realize that it was the Lord's hand moving. Praise the Lord. All the glory goes to our Almighty Lord. God bless everyone. Sister Teresa. So amen. Amen and amen. Okay, let me check my emails. I don't see any microphones up or hands. Well, I just got some PMs, so hold on a second there. But let me check my email, though, for those of you on the radio, in case anybody's sending in any. Oh, yep. Sister Letty. And Sister Lita. And I just got another subscriber on YouTube. Right, let's see. All right. This one here is from Lita, Sister Lita. She says, Dear Pastor Nick, thank you Wait. Let me make sure this is a praise, because she's just answering an email. Oh, it is. Thank you for your prayers for me to have an affordable room to live in, which is very close to my daughter's condo from where I moved out this March. Oh, she moved out 2 days ago, in fact. I praise God and always thank him for his fast answer to our prayers. To God be the glory. Say amen, sister. Praise the Lord. And then Sister Letty. Okay, and this one says, I want to say that I was blown away when a member of the church, I will not give name, and that's where she ends it. She says, all glory goes to the Lord. I have no laptop and will have been thinking how to get my daughter one as she will be entering college. We use our phones for everything, or go to library, whatever. And then the Lord blessed the church member with funds to provide us with one, and so I can continue to finish my Bible studies. So I give praise and glory to God for always providing, and that he blesses his member with many blessings. Amen. So I guess there's two laptops out there, huh? And there's actually going to be a third this week, but I'm not going any further on that. All right. Brother Alex says, that reminds me, I was told by my coworker that they are switching overtime work to Sundays instead of Saturdays because I kept refusing to work on Saturday. So, amen, brother. See, they're watching you. They are watching us out there. Like I was, you know, it like who was that? One of the sisters, I believe, had a praise in regards to that. And that's how I found the Lord. Well, I was reading the scriptures, but I wanted to see, does he really do what he's talking about in his Bible here that I was reading at the time, right? And I was watching those two people that I've always mentioned. And it was obvious how their lives changed so. And I think that's exactly, the Lord knew I needed to see it in exactly that way. A promiscuous woman turning into a real, you know, even down to the dress reform Christian. And then the man, a heroin dealing biker, 6'5". Turns into a Christian, and on fire Christian. And I thought, and then you watch it for a while to see, is there that fake Christianity going on here, you know? Are they just, you know, or is it a phase they're going through? Everybody says that. They're a phase they're going through. No. I don't know about the woman anymore because she wasn't part of my family, but the other guy, he was a brother-in-law. And he's still that same way now. He's still sunny keeping. It's just kind of sad, you know. But I know he hits the website, so maybe he's thinking about it. Because every time I go to a funeral, he talks about the website. So, okay, and I got one more here, a PM from Brother Severn. I'm checking my email again here just in case. If anybody else has got a praise, stick your hand up. Otherwise, we're well over like we usually are. You know, we're 20 minutes past what a sermon would be. So anyway, this is Brother Severn says, last testimony I mentioned peace about being broke. Well, we got a check from something I knew we never would see and sold our house, which puts us in a position to find a house in the country to suit our needs. Prayerfully, that happens this coming week. Amen, brother. He takes care of us, even though we don't deserve it. Yeah, I know exactly. I remember when I got fired or laid off, but I know I got fired. I was selling cars for this. Well, we were living in a 1,011-day house. I finally got a job. I was selling cars, new ones, from Continental Nissan out there in LaGrange. Or no, I think it was Crestwood, not Crestwood, Westwood, I think it was. And the Lord was blessing me. I was number one salesman, even though I never sold cars before. I was a rookie. And winter comes. And when winter comes, they lay off all the guys that aren't really doing anything, you know, because they got to have warm bodies in there in case someone comes in. They got to have a lot of people there in the warm months. But in the winter, they just put the heavy hitters in there. Well, they laid me off anyway. And even though I was their best salesman and all that stuff, I know it was because of what I said in a meeting when they had this big meeting and they were all saying, the boss says, okay, the phone, when the phone rings, we all have our times to answer the phone. And so when you go up to the phone and someone calls about an ad they see in the newspaper about a car that's on a low price, and they always make sure they have one or two cars in the newspaper that are gut cheap just to get the warm bodies in the store, right? Because once they're in the store, half your job's done. Getting them out of their house and into your store, you know, that's, yeah, it was a piece of cake after that. And so he says, but because these are so low priced, they're going to go out quick. And so even if you see the car driving off the lot, title in hand, the guy owns it, tell them on the phone, yeah, it's still here. Come on in. And so when they get here, I'll get you something that's comparable. And I jumped up real quick. I says, I can't do that. He says, why not? I says, well, it's a lie. You know, I'm a Christian. I can't do that. And we had a back and forth, you know, and it didn't get louder like that. And so sure enough, a couple months later, I was gone. But the thing is, what Brother Severin reminded me of is they have these raffles, even though it's not gambling, so there's no money involved. I didn't give any money. And they would always put, whenever you sold a car, they would put your name in this hat. And so I had my name in the hat, and because I had sold the cars. And at the end of the month, they have these drawings, and it's 250, 200, 150, 100. And those are the prizes you get, right? And back then, this is like, I was still Sunday keepers. This is over 30 years ago, right? Around 30. And $250 back then was rent. You know, to some extent, even though some of the houses that we, well, that would be like an apartment rent. It was a paycheck. $250 was like a paycheck for a week or two. And out of the blue, got a check in the mail for $250 saying I won the raffle. I says, well, wait a second, I'm not even working here no more. But they sent it to me anyway. And so I want to praise the Lord for, you know, what Brother Severin just saw happen. It's like someplace he knew he would never see it, but yet it shows up anyway. Or the times that we were unemployed for those 16 months, and Fran and I decided as a Christian couple to watch for the Lord's hand to move, so we didn't go on welfare. Even though we were on welfare, and when we lived in the Chicago area, when we drove away, we left behind the P.O. box or whatever we were using to get the food stamps in, never went to Chicago to pick them up, ever. And yet money would show up in the weirdest places. It was just amazing how the Lord would do that. And like the one landlord that came over and gave us a used riding lawnmower because he saw us out there cutting grass. Every week it would take us a day and a half to cut the grass with a 20-inch push. I would get out there for a few hours, and each one of my boys would get out there for a few hours, and we'd get all that grass cut because it would look bad otherwise. So anyway, I got another praise here from brother. It's a brother, Brother Lewis. He says, Sabbath blessings, Brother Nick. I just want to praise the Lord for my job and boss who has been very understanding about me not working on Sabbath. I also asked him that on Fridays if I could get off work early, and he was very understanding and has allowed me to get off work at 3 p.m. so I can prepare for the Sabbath. Praise God. Amen and amen. Yeah. Oh, okay. And Sister Fran just told me that we're waiting on Sister Priscilla's praise in a private message. And so let's give that a few moments. Let me check my emails here in case somebody else emailed me. Nope. And thank you all for your patience. We are creeping up on 30 minutes over. So, and I want to praise the Lord for that too, because sermons are usually 30, 35, 40 tops. And about 3 minutes will be in an hour. So I want to praise the Lord for that too, because it's just, I always look forward to, you know, the testimony Sabbath, because it reminds me of the days when we used to do like stand up for Jesus. You know, my older kids will remember that. And but yeah, standing up for Jesus. And we, like at the end of every church service, some of us would just get up there and praise the Lord for something he did that week. So amen to that, Sister Letitia. Yeah, testimonies are always amazing to hear. It really blesses your heart. It gives you that, you know, a bolster. It boosts your faith to some extent. You know? And for those of us that are, kind of like dragging our feet, you know, on certain situations in life that we shouldn't be, and we see all these other praises, and yeah, it makes us realize we need to get a little bit more in the Word, you know. So it helps in all ways to hear what the Lord has done. Yeah, it's just amazing. So I guess we're still waiting on Sister Priscilla here. And if you recall, she's a new sister in the faith. And she has just got textability today. So let's give her a moment. Let me check my email one more time. Yeah, whatever you guys want to talk about tomorrow is fine, and that's the reason for the meeting. But the camp meeting is something that we're going to be discussing. We're probably just going to use the same campground we did last year since it worked out fine. They have raised the prices considerably, and so we got to figure out a way to, you know, if anybody could pitch in, that really would be good, you know, because the Lord bless us with a way to take care of, I would think, most of it last year. And so, but yeah, because we do still have some plane tickets to buy and stuff like that. And it's tax time again. So, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking to the tax man next week, pay the taxes. And people go, what? You pay taxes? You're a preacher. Yeah, well, we're not 501c3. And legally, I don't even have to pay tax. But so as to prevent any hassles and problems. And I mean, I was late a few times, but hey, still pay them. So let's see, waiting for Priscilla. I'm thinking it's 8 o'clock. Everybody's asking me. I'm thinking the, no, we didn't close yet. Sister Fran just put up her hand. So I guess she got the PM from Sister Priscilla. I think let's finalize this. Tomorrow's meeting is 8 p.m., right? Eastern time. 8 p.m. Eastern time, right? 5 o'clock Western or Pacific. Yeah, don't all answer at once now, you know. I mean, we can wait till 8 o'clock tomorrow night to figure this one out. So, yeah, see? Okay. I don't know. Maybe it was 7 o'clock Central time for you, but it was 7 p.m. last time. If y'all want it to be 7 o'clock, that's fine, too. Let me know, okay, whatever you all decide. I'll just, you know, look in the chat room and notice anybody's there. I'll come flying in. I'm sure somebody or many people will text me if I'm not there, so I'm not worried about it. When it starts, let me know. All right, Sister Fran, I got to drop the mic and set it on to where your voice will be recorded. So give me a moment.
Sabbath blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from Priscilla. I think she's done. Are you done, sis? Because I see you're still typing. I don't know if you're just typing, responding to what I wrote, or... Okay, so I'll start your praise now. All right. Sister Priscilla says, 2 years ago, I came to know the Lord. My mother was diagnosed with cancer in June 2015. After finding this out, I was looking everywhere for God. I was into a lot of bad things, drugs, alcohol, idolatry, occult practices, witchcraft, etc. I was very heavily involved in rock and roll music, attended a lot of concerts, lots of witchcraft and all that stuff. Lady Gaga act very bad. And I was into yoga and meditation, and I was visited by demons a lot. And when I called on the name of Jesus, here I am. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. I am young, 37, so maybe God can use me to reach the youth to warn them of those evils. Amen, sister. He will. He will use you. He will use you to warn of these evils. I remember, you know, years ago, I always thought, how come I went through all these terrible things during my young life, and you know, I always thought, why couldn't I have been like a Seventh-day Adventist, you know, knowing everything from birth? And now I know why, sister, because I can share all the things that I went through with everyone else. But praise the Lord, He will use you, sister. Very happy for you. Praise the Lord. I think she's... Wait, let me see what she wrote here. One more thing. Oh, I wanted to be famous. God always prevented me from getting found. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's another praise. Allie, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I remember I was like that too. I messed with the occult. I mean, and we had the demons. The kids actually just thought they were ghosts, that which we told them and that. And they saw all this stuff too. And we even had the books floating, the keys moving and cold spots and stuff like that. And I always wondered why, well, just like Fran was saying, you know, why couldn't I have been, you know, part of a family that understood the word the way it should be understood, but then the Lord revealed to me as well as He did to my wife, and He's now revealing to you, Priscilla. You had to go, we all went through these experiences, like many of us here in the church family, so that we can relate. When someone is in need to find their way to Christ out of these dangerous lifestyles, we have experience in those areas. We know both sides of the fence and what it looks like, and it's so much greener on this side. And so He will definitely use you, like my wife was saying, just like He used us or anybody else in this church family, because there's so many people out there that are in desperate need, and they definitely are watching us, as one of the sisters revealed earlier. They are definitely watching us, and you'd be surprised, too, the types. I mean, the biggest, burliest, huge, gargantuan man, to see tears flow on a cheek like that, and then a little frail, little old lady screaming and cursing at you, it's just, don't judge the book by its cover. You might think that little old lady is going to be a gentle, you know, you'd be able to handle that and share Jesus with her. Oh, she might, you know, read you the riot act, whereas a big, burly dude, you think he's going to throw you around like a rag doll, and he ends up melting in the truth of Christ. And so, yeah, don't ever think that the past years were a waste of time. It was like I used to call the school of hard knocks. It's we were all well educated on how dangerous it is to walk with this world and how amazing it is to walk with Christ. And with that said, whoever's got the music, please share, and then we'll have prayer to close out.
Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me. I cried with my whole heart, give me, O Lord, and I will keep thy statutes.
I will keep thy statutes.
I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimony.
Lord, I shall keep thy testimony.
I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. My night's sleep and the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Great peace have they which love the Lord, nothing shall offend them,
nothing shall offend them.
Lord, I have hope for thy salvation, and done all thy commandments,
done all thy commandments.
So let's get thy testimony, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts, for all my ways are before thee. My cry come near before. shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous.
Amen. Please kneel if you can. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for blessing us on the Sabbath day, not only with the changing of the showbread, but seeing your hand move in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Thank you for answered prayer, and thank you for also answering no sometimes, because we do look through these glasses darkly, and we have a tendency to ask amiss. And so thank you for blessing us where we need to be blessed and spanked where we need to be spanked. We put everything in your hands, Father. We totally have confidence in your word and in your promises. And we trust you 100%. And so thank you for blessing us in every day that we live, even before we found you and your son, so that your Holy Spirit could come upon us. We didn't. You know, even back then, we didn't know. And so thank you for blessing you even back then. And please bless the remainder of the Sabbath day for everyone here, everyone that believes as we do all around the world. Many of them do call themselves SDR, but many of them we haven't met yet that do believe as we do, and we pray for them. And even those that are on the edge, they have a couple of differences here and there. We pray for them as well, because we know we have to be in one accord to get that letter right. And so thank you for blessing us, if we are so worthy, with that right. And we offer this prayer to you to the best of our ability, and that ability always falls far short of the name we pray in. And that name is your Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.